Okay, we go five short ideas for Parshas Ekev, Tavshin, Pei Beis. I learned Shemitz Chutz for Shem for Esther Tehila. As Ariel Tipor B'Sor Shachol Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Orach L'Chaim of Yechel Michal Zlachev. The Haya Ekev Tishmun Zayin Yud Beis. It'll be when you listen to the Kaddish Baruch Hu's commandment. Says the Rebbe Yechel Michal Zlachev on an early Tamina of the Baal Shem Tov. You know the Gemara tells us, the Megillah and Chazal tell us that any time the word says V'Haya, it's a coded for Simcha. V'Haya Ein V'Haya El Loshem Simcha. So what's the how does that fit in over here? Kachi perush al kasev v'haya simcha gedola berakia in ekev kasher besof yimei galus, at the end of the times of galus, that a Jew decides to daven, a Jew decides to be tzniut, a Jew decides to be able to learn and to be kind, even in the ekev at the times at the end of galus, the chosos tishmon, even if it's hard tishmon, they do the right thing, that brings the Kaddish Baruch Hu great joy. So read it again. V'haya, Ekev, even at the time when it's hard, you're at the Sofa Galus, and nevertheless, Tishmon, that brings the HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ultimate V'haya, brings the HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ultimate joy. It could be 2022, and a Jew is still strong, a Jew remembers the 3 weeks, the things that we talked about on Tisha B'Av, the Emunah, the Kedusha, getting himself ready for El, that's what it's all about. It's not about when it's easy, it's about when it's hard. V'haya, Ekev, even the Sofa Galus, Tishmon, to be strong in your Yiddishkeit. This is actually Yivor Aysof and Dar Chaynom Aslanim B'Sad L'Nitziv Shalom. He says, the Gemara tells us in Talmud, call Lima Torah V'Layla Shechila Kenegdo, anyone who learns Torah at night, the Shechina is there. Says the Dar Chaynom. Going away from the Poiskim, the Rambam, tells the eager time to learn is at night. Gvaldik. He says the Dar Chaynom, call Mo Lama Torah V'Layla. I'm thinking, when anyone learns Torah at night, what does night mean? When it's hard and it's dark and you're not into it, Shechina Kenegdo, you still, and you do your best, that's when the Shechina is there. Going back to learning Torah night, that's what the Rashbam says. The one of the things that Tu B'Av is so besimcha is because in the calendar, the nights are starting to become longer than the days. The nights are starting to, and now, what do you have more time for? You have more time, says the Rashbam, to be able to learn. That's a little parenthetical note. But says the Orach HaChaim, says the Orach Chinom, the ultimate time the Rabbeinu Shem sees, he gives them the much nachas, is when a Jew feels like they're at Ekev, they feel like they're at the end. They just want to lose it on someone, lose it on a family member. And they decide to be kind, they decide to be patient, they decide to daven, they decide to be able to do something positive instead of looking at the negative, tishmon. And that's v'haya, brings the bonus from greatest joy, the greatest simcha in the entire world. What a beautiful idea for Yechad Nechav Zachem, the Dachinom of Slonim, Rashi, moving on to idea number two. Number two comes to us from the Menachem Sin, from Menachem Sin Zaks, the grandson of Tzvi Pesach Frank, the great grandfather of Rabbi Yonas and Sachs, Shlita of Psech, or Shiva and Landers. Lo Techzer Kol Ba. The Pasuk says in Perikas, Pasuk Tes, that Eretz Yisrael lacks nothing. The Maran says in Brachas Amid Vav. This Pasuk, L'lamedcha she'en Yisrael chesar klum. We learn from this Pasuk that Eretz Yisrael lacks zero. Says the Menachem Sin, Menachem Sin Zak, Yesh lehovin, Yechi Aretz, Eina chesar klum. Ha'yesh l'dvam rabim, Sin mechaz b'ril she'en eloka she'aretz m'sum l'gadlam. Really? Outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing there? Last time I checked, Dr. Pepper, you can get an Eretz Yisrael, but for $25. Captain Crunch. A lot of, you can't get Dougies in Eretz Yisrael, you can't get Fuego, whatever it is. So why are you telling me, says the Menachem Sion, that Eretz Yisrael lacks nothing? There are plenty of things that grow outside of America, that you get in America, or you can't get in Eretz Yisrael. He says such an incredible word. Yes, you're right. At the end of the day, your things in Eretz Yisrael you can't get. But when a Jew is living in Eretz Yisrael, those things don't matter. Those things don't matter if he can't get Doc Duggies or Captain Crunch or whatever it is at the end of the day. Their love for Eretz Yisrael supersedes anything that they might be physically lacking. She'avas b'nei Yisrael artsam. It's so strong. Shelo yargish shechas lahem davar. They don't feel like they're lacking anything. And they continue on. For the Menachem Seal says, this is exactly what we say about Bakol Mikol Kol, referring to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right, the pasuk says, "Va'avra Hashem barachas Avram on kol." Hashem blessed everything by kol. By Yitzchak, by Yitzchak, Avram is kol Asher Yitzchak. Yitzchak got everything from Avram. And Yaakov says, "Ofki Chachane, I'll give you Yeshli kol." Right, Yitzchak says Yeshli Rav, and Yaakov says Yeshli kol. I have everything that I need. Kli Yaker, you're against Sameit Lechalko. The Golda Alavasim as Hashem Matzoh Ha'avos Sipuk B'chomash Hashem Nasomem. Because says the Menachem Tzion, the same way that we apply for Eretz Yisrael. A love for Eretz Yisrael supersedes anything that we're lacking. So too, the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that the Abbas and Imos had superseded everything they had. Yes, maybe Esav had more wealth. the end of the day, the Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov had that Avas Hashem. When we believe in God, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully. He's our shepherd, he's our father. We have true faith, and we have true trust, and true Avin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're truly happy that we have, we don't feel like we're lacking anything. What an incredible idea from Nachum Tzion telling us that our love for Eretz Yisrael should supersede anything we're missing, and especially our love for Avas Hashem will supersede anything we're missing as well. We have from the Avas Nivos. Moving on to idea number three. Moving on to idea number three, the pasuk says, "V'haya in ches yitzes, v'haya in shachach tishkach es Hashem lekachim." And if you, and it will be when you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God. So going back to our Chazal that says "V'haya is lashon simcha." How do we fill that in here? It says the original. I think we've said this before, but you got to say it again. V'haya in shachach. If you forget v'haya, if you forget to have joy in Yavodat Hashem, tishkach tishkach es Hashem lekachim. You're going to forget about Hashem, your God. Hayinu es simcha v'tiyat shori be'atzus. When you forget about that joy, when you forget about the importance of Idus Hashem B'Simcha, serving the Kaddish Baruch Hu out of joy, when you forget about that, right? Then it's Tachas Hashem Lo Avad Hashem B'Simcha B'Simcha. Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want people who are serving Him out of sadness. Hashem wants joy. The ultimate key, says the Rishon, to get to Kaddish Baruch Hu is Simcha. And this is based on Kalender, Rabbi Yirmiyahu quotes it all the time. A Jew can do the worst things while they're sad, but that Jew can also do the greatest things while they're happy. As Rabbi Nachman was so strong about this, so strong, writes about all in his writings, how careful a person has to be, mamish to be the simcha. So much so, he's in sometimes to even mile deshtusa, to be able to make sure that joking thing, even things that are just funny, but they're obviously that they're kosher, to be able to make sure that a Jew stands in a happy place, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it can be found within that person, and the Shekhinah is there, Mar Brachas, that before you get up to daven, simcha shemitza, a person has to be joyous. Bahaya, but if you forget the Bahaya, if you forget to be the Simcha, says the Rishon of Tisha, you're going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully. That's why Rabbi Nachman was so strong. Beis Aharon Kalin says that you could fly to the highest heights, the meat of joy, and also go to the lowest lows of the Atzus, to be so careful with Simcha. Kudei Hashem Yishar Mitzah Mechalev. What's the ultimate joy? Says David HaMelech. The ultimate joy comes from our Yiddishkeit, comes from our Ruchnias, comes from the Torah HaKadosha. Moving on to Din number four. Number four comes to us from the Hashem Tev and the Nefesh Chaim, both to say the same idea of Chaim Belozhner. The Atzei Yisrael Ma'a Hashem Lekach Hashem Lekach Ki Imiras Hashem Lekach. What does the Kaddish Baruch Hu ask from you? Just to fear Him. Just to fear Him. The Gemara says at the end of the, in Brachos, Lamed Gimel, the Chi Yira Milta Zususuhi. Is fearing Hashem just a small thing? In the Gabi Moshe Zususuhi, by Moshe it's a small thing. So all the Gemara for Hashem ask, and it says the Hashem Tev, and says the Nefesh Chaim. Good. So by Moshe, it's a small thing. What about every single Jew? Not every other single Jew is Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could Hashem just ask us to fear Him? Not every Jew is Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Baal Shem Tov and says the Nefesh HaChaim. And we said this word a lot of times this year. When a Jew has a Moshe Rabbeinu in their lives, when a Jew has a Rebbe, when a Jew has a Rebbetzin, when a Jew has a parent or a family member, someone they can learn, they can lean on. And for Yiddishkeit, someone that they can lean on for Hadracha. That's what the pasuk is telling us. That's what Gemara is telling us. Yes, no one is a Moshe Rabbeinu on their level. Like the Rambam says, there's no one going to be like Moshe, but a Jew has to find the Moshe Rabbeinus in their lives. The people that they feel, that inspire them, that are genuine, sincere, and real. Those are the people that we have to connect to. And those are the things that Yiras Shemayim is a person who can feed off of them. That's what it says. My Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone has a Moshe Rabbeinu in their lives, whether it be a grandparent, or a parent, or a teacher, or a role model. Someone in their lives they can look to, we look to for Ruchnias. Says about Hashem and Hashem, the importance of role models. And then to give over. This is what the Dibna Magad has to build and go in his Rebbe. What? Maybe this is the Nefesh HaChaim God as well from the Gra. How do you give over Yiddishkeit? Says the Gra, and you're constantly filling your cup. You're constantly like that grape juice cup. You're Koisi Revoyo, your overflowing cup. Then you give Yiddishkeit. When people see that you're real and sincere, then it's going to trickle down. Like you have the big Kiddush cup, and then you put the big one, and it trickles down to everything else. Yeah, I gotta have real rebbeim in our lives, people that inspire, that are on fire, that are sincere, authentic, and genuine. Then you can be able to live lives filled with meaning, filled with purpose, filled with Kedusha, filled with Tubav, filled with getting ready for Ella. Moving on to the fifth and final idea. The divine idea comes from the grandson of Baal Shem Tov, the Dega Machin Ephraim. Malsim as Arlas Lavavchem, Arpachem Lotik Shuoi. You know, make sure to circumcise your hearts, and make sure to be strong in Kedusha. Lotik Shuoi, you're not gonna have any questions. Says the Degel Machan Ephraim, at the time you're strong in Kedusha, right? When you're strong with the Arla of your heart, it's referring to the Kedusha, when referring to holiness. At the end of the day, Kedusha and Emunah go together. When a person is holy, when a person is careful what they see, when a person is always looking for the positive, I would say, not only just looking, Kedusha doesn't just refer to what they see, but it's their perspective on life, it's their spiritual glasses, and they don't have any questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedusha means that when a person lives a holy life, lo tiksha'o, they're not going to be having questions on Emunah. And this is what the Nesida Shalom writes everywhere. And a lot of us, especially in the Chalik Aleph and Beis, he writes that Emunah and Kedusha go together. Because when a person lives a holy life, when a person lives a Kadosh life, not asking questions in Hashem, Emunah and Kedusha go together. When a person is Malsam Arsal of Hachem, then lo tiksha'o, then they're not going to have any questions on their Bona Shalom. Kedusha leads to Emunah. When a person is not holy, then they start having questions on Emunah. Questions on faith. When a person's strong in their holiness, then they don't have questions on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's review these 5 ideas. We start off saying, when a person's at Eikev, they're at their end, and nevertheless, Tishmun, they're at the end of Gaus, at the end of whatever the day, they're at the end of whatever's going on in their life, Tishmun, that's the ultimate joy to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Archinom says, anyone learns Torah at night, the Shechina is next to what you mean at night. No, it means at the night of their life, the things that are hard, they need to send and not yell. Decide to be able to be strong in the Yiddishkeit. That's what it's all about, to learn. And whatever it means to learn, to be davening, to be carrying them in the midos. Ah, that's what the Rashi says, the Simcha Tubav. Simcha Tubav is that the nights have to be a little longer. And now you have more time to learn, more time to be able to focus on what's really important. The second day we send the Menachem Sim Zach. So, Sex Chobag, the Marat says, and Brachas, and Bav. You learn from me that Eretz Yisrael lacks nothing. What are you talking about, says Menachem Sim? Eretz Yisrael lacks a lot of things. But says the Menachem Sim Zach, no. At the end of the day, yes, they might lack it, but they don't feel like they're lacking anything. They don't need as much when you have the full Kedusha of Avat or Tisrael. And how appropriate is this Torah in the 7 weeks of Nechama? At the end of the day, when a Jew lives in Eretz Yisrael, they get life. Yes, they may not have all the Gucci and all the Duggies and Fuegos, but they don't need it. Mitzvah of the Avat Mitzvah Yaakov, but they have the Makom Gokol, because the greatness of Avat Hashem was a secret of Chomash Hashem Nelsonem. Honor the Tuchim is to trust in Kadosh Baruch to be the son. We're happy that we have. And we're not lacking anything, but an incredible idea from the Menachem Tzion Zaks, and a love for Eretz Yisrael, a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trumps anything physical that one would need outside. The third idea is said by the Rebbe Rav Zeva, Haya, im shachach, if you forget, v'haya, then tishkach Hashem l'kach Hashem l'kach. Then you're going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate key to Yiddishkeit is simcha. If you forget simcha, then a person is going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Beis Ha'an of Karlin, a Jew can have a fight at the height of the highest highs, and he has simcha, and can load it before the lowest lows. And as the Meat of Atas that Rabbi Nachman talked about a lot very strongly, the fourth idea we said, Hashem Tanav Shachai, Ma'atat Shamash Shanoch, Kivus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just asks you to fear me. Gemara says, by Moshe Bina, it's a small thing, but not every Jew is Moshe Bina, says about Hashem Tanav Shachai. Says, yes, you're right, but every Jew can have a Moshe Bina in their lives. You have a Rebbe and teacher, to be able to live, to feed off of, to be able to get that spiritual nourishment. That's what it's all about. That's what the Grub was telling the Dabin Magad. How do you give up a Yiddishkeit when you be a Kaisi Yavar and overflowing cup to your students? Finally, the fifth and final idea, Legam Achan Ephraim, Umalsim. When a person is careful with Kedusha, the Lo Tikshur, then they're not going to have any questions on the Bona Shalom. A Jew has strong vindictions and strong fences in the Kedusha, then they don't have any questions on Emunah. Because Kedusha and Emunah says in the Siva Shalom, they go together. And this pasuk shows us this. Strong Kedusha, Lo Tikshur, you're not going to have any questions on the Bona Shalom. You should be Zoch Bez Hashem Yisborach, to have Seat Deshmaya, to make sure, to hold on tight even when things are hard. And to understand that the greatness and our love for Eretz Yisrael, the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to wipe out all the things we don't need, to have the need of Simcha, to understand, to have great role models and teachers and to be able to feed off of for our own spiritual nourishment, and to understand the Kedusha and Emunah go hand in hand. Wishing everyone a beautiful Av, and to Tzivuch Tzim Tov, a good bench to all. Shkoyach.